ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya man bada'a khalqi wa dhikri wa tarbiyati wa birri wa taghdiyati habni libtida'i karamak wa salifi birrika bi ya ilahi wa sayyidi wa rabbi أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته. Far be it from you. You are more generous than that. You will not torture him whom you have nurtured. أو تبعد من أدنيته. You will not banish him whom you have brought up. You will not drive away him you have given an abode. أو تشرد من أويته. You are not going to submit him to tribulation whom you have spared and shown mercy. أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. This part is a kind of manifestation of the divine mercies. From the very beginning of creation of humankind until his death, the Almighty puts him under two kinds of training, material and spiritual. The kind of material training is fulfilled by a wide variety of blessings. Human beings use all different blessings, either by their own will, such as the blessings of eating, drinking, breathing, etc., or unintentionally by Allah's will, such as mechanisms for absorbing the chemicals in human body, such as providing all the body organs with these necessary materials. How these materials from the fruits, from the foods are being attracted to the body? How are they absorbed? Human beings are not consciously aware of that. But it is being done. And this is only one aspect of the blessings we're not aware of. And this is what is mentioned in the different verses of the Holy Quran. We'll be back with one instance of it after a short break.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity. No, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported. or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So we said that different trainings are happening in the world, material and spiritual training. And material training is fulfilled by different blessings of the Almighty Allah. Sometimes they're intentional, sometimes they're unintentional. And this is what is briefly mentioned in chapter Yunus of the Holy Quran. This verse of chapter Yunus says, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, who gives you sustenance from the heaven and the earth? أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Or who controls the hearing and the sight? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And who brings forth the living from the dead and brings forth the dead from the living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Who regulates the affairs? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. Then they will say Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say then, will you not then guard against evil? So the blessings of the Lord in our lives are different. We are, for example, unable to analyze even a single organ of the body. We cannot understand all its details. We are not able to appreciate only one organ of our body as a blessing, let alone all the body organs and their order, their interrelationships, as well as their relations to outer factors. This is the kind of Lord that we have to appreciate. Allah the Exalted reveals His love to His servants by showering upon them His blessings so that they might love Him. Indeed, the bounties showered upon the heedful and intelligent hearts are only effective in endearing Allah to them. This is a very interesting point, since in his famous supplication at dawn, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, O Allah, you show your love toward us through your bounties, and we return you with sins. The good from you constantly descends upon us, while the evil from us ascends to you. The honored angel has always been and is still bringing you the news of our ugly deeds, but that has not prevented you from continuing to embrace us with your blessings and to kindly provide us with your bounties. Glory be to you. How clement are you, and how great you are, and how kind you are as the beginner of the creation and the eventual claimer of it. Because the true way of thanking Almighty Allah for these blessings is to use them all in their order, in what the Almighty Allah and the infallible Imams, the Prophets, have recommended us to do. So overall, we're unable to imagine what is going on in the wonderful system of creation, and our bodies one of them. In the next episode, we will, God willing, mention only one aspect of the wonderful system of human body, just in order to imagine the greatness of Almighty Allah's mercy. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through